Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Okay, we're live back in Joan's house, and well, thanks, because Amanda won the prize with Super Value, and we're having a ball so far. Just got my, you know, they can talk away, don't they? And the dog can bark away. Just got my plastic cup of TK Red Lemonade, which makes me very happy. Thanks for that, Amanda. That reminds me now properly of being at home. Lisa Fitzpatrick, good morning to you. It's lovely to see you as well.
Great to see you. This is like gourmet food. My goodness.
Yes,
TK Lemonade.
Pancakes and fruit
pancakes.
And cream.
Ruth, this is the business. Yep. What a way to start a Tuesday after bank holiday weekend.
But how was the bank holiday weekend?
Great. I had a surprise birthday party for my husband.
Congratulations.
And then Sunday, we kind of recovered and Molly Mop cleaned up and continued cleaning up.
Yeah.
And then bed early yesterday and just here today.
Chill. Did you go for a walk? Did you clear the cobwebs?
I did actually. Went for a walk and went for a little cycle with my son, and halfway up thought, geez, I'm very unfit.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go further and further, and we did. And nice little cycle.
Just
and
a bit of
enjoyed it. Bit of a moment of, Genie Mackers, I need to get fit.
Yeah, yes. And which of course, I presume you're a gym bunny, or you strike me as somebody.
No, I'm not. I do cycle and walk and that, but I think I just wasn't fit, probably because of the amount of alcohol I consumed
Saturday. On the Saturday night.
So I'd say that had a lot to do with it. Realistically, I'd normally get up that hill and no problem and pedal on, but I kind of struggled a bit.
Yes. I always like that about you, Lisa, is that you're not one of these sort of uber fitness freaks whereby, you know, these people who just, you know, don't have do anything bold anymore. You know, you're happy to admit, yeah, a few jars, a bit hungover, and then, you know, clean up for the week and then go again like that.
That's
rather
it.
Than that wholesale
today,
must run 12 kilometres and then
you're
have
right.
So,
and
have
that's
smoothies.
Exactly it. And today was supposed to be a good day, but smelling the pancakes and looking at the cream,
indulge.
It's not going to be a good day today. So I'll start tomorrow.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And that's okay.
And that's tomorrow is another day. Isn't that what they
so
say?
So is.
Okay. Did you win an award last week at the...
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. Peter Marks.
Peter Marks Style Award. I won Look of the Year.
Look of
like
the Year.
Child.
Look at that. What does that mean? Is that because you gave somebody such a filthy that you deserved a prize?
I gave them my hawk eyes their dodgy look.
That's
and I won.
That's a dirty look. What did they say that you were doing to deserve such a
There was a look.
Honor?
They had a voting and there was eight of us in the category,
yes.
Which I honestly didn't. I know people say I didn't think I was going to win, but I so didn't, to the extent that I arrived having a few glasses of bubbles and then, sure, we were all balubas. Lottie Ryan was sitting beside me. And she was teaching me how to booty shake. And she's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
And she was teaching me this thing where you shake your booty, but you look back at it. And then she was doing this, like, body wave, where you wave the boobs up and the bum out. It was just...
Dundon, for God's
sake.
Ooh, baby. Dundon wants a demonstration.
You were thinking about it, in fairness.
Kevin, I was just disturbed by the fact that you were trying it out.
But she was teaching me this, so when they called my name, my gorgeous husband actually did this air punch like I had won
an Oscar,
that's the word, and he kind of air punched, going yay, and I looked at him as if to say, oh Jesus, Paul, you make me look like I was dying for it. So I couldn't stop laughing. So then when I went up to say thank you, I had to say, listen, I really have had a couple of glasses of wine. This is so unlike me working and here, but I wasn't expecting it.
So you enjoyed that. I mean,
had a ball.
Yeah, everyone seems to have a good night at that event. So we're talking today about different things as we're around the table here in the kitchen about looking well in summer occasions in Ireland. So, for example, this is a great occasion for us. We're here in this kitchen, we're having fun, and we're all dressed up because it's summer. It's lash and rain. You know, what do we do?
You know what? You have to be clever this time of year. So you declutter not all of your wardrobe. So you take away your autumn, winter, hoping for sunshine. But then you remember you live in Ireland and you keep some of it, like I did today with my hooded coat.
Yes.
And my black boots are on and black jeans and a warm cardigan. You know, it's still warm out there, so it's certainly lighter clothes. But definitely you need to declutter, but be sensible that it is Irish weather. And, you know, the other thing is don't expose too much skin. Everyone goes half naked in some. And they look horrendous, showing their puppies and their pins, and it's all wrong. It's wrong. Put something away. It's just too much.
Now, listen, did everyone hear that? Because you need to know that. I mean, look at Bernard Brogan. He's not wearing anything today. He just walks in here in a sleeveless t-shirt and a pair of shorts, and you think, Bernard, What were you thinking?
He's really delicious now. He could actually be a Calvin Klein model. He's got it going on now. He's very hot.
Sorry, who let all these hormones into the kitchen and stuff? Between Dundon, Fitzpatrick and Brogan, this place is turning into it's like some class of club. Some weird underground club here in Cabra this morning. But anyway, that's right. Where all great love stories may start and end. We'll see what happens. But it's about the clothes. I mean, you know, at the christenings and that kind of thing, you have to... You're going to be outside a lot. You could be indoors a lot.
Yeah, you know, a lot of new mums put themselves under huge pressure, Ryan, and it's something I've a problem with because you're 9 months getting pregnant, and it really takes 9 months to lose the weight. So don't put yourself under pressure. Most times, the baby's getting christened in 3 months, so women are wearing these, trying to get back into their old clothes, and they're shopping like they used to shop. Mm. Just enjoy the day. Let it all hang out. Let it be about you as the new mum, not just standing up on the...
Why is everyone muttering? What's happening? What happened there? What, they're all going...
Well, the mother-in-law's here standing. She's just put her back up and put the tummy in. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a way of... You just kind of... You have to enjoy it. It's a moment, your new baby, you're celebrating. You're not under pressure. It's all about this baby.
So does Jennifer Maguire make people sick then? I mean, when she rocks up.
No, because she's a fit girl and she works out and she's fit and that's how she is. And she's always had a good metabolism because she's always been the same size.
Okay.
It's people like me that don't have a good metabolism that my weight would fluctuate.
Okay.
That if I was to eat 10,000 calories a week, I would be back to the way I was, 15 stone. So no, she doesn't at all. And you know, if people are the way they are.
Okay, so you put the weight in fluctuate.
Yeah, I do.
What? It's not mean. She just said people like me, our weight fluctuates.
Unlike you, Ryan, you obviously have a very good metabolism.
Yes,
you're nice and slim.
I come from a family of stick insects, and we were brought up under zoological conditions in the zoo. When I go to sleep at night, there's a log at home in a glass case, and I wake up the next morning.
We're so lucky because all your clothes will fit you all of the time, whereas mine, I kind of have to. They're all to be up and down.
Oh yeah, I can borrow my children's clothes. These are the benefits. Actually, just going a sidebar. Are you godmother to any children?
I am. I'm godmother. Yes, I have a gorgeous little godchild, Isha, and I'm godmother to my. Geez, I had to think about that. That was a delayed reaction. And my gorgeous godson.
Good save, Indiana Jones. Just got your hat out of time there, didn't you?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's
that's
been
no excuse.
Bank holiday.
Yeah,
I'm waking up.
So, the point I'm making, we've talked about being good godparents. Are you active or inactive?
No, I'm very good. I'm really a
Easter
good
egg or just Christmas present?
Everything.
Really?
I send my gorgeous daughter, learn to speak. I bring her to Dundrum and we shop. I also would send her little cards to congratulate her for things. With my godson, he stays with me a lot.
Okay, so you are active.
I'm really, really good.
You're in active service.
He brings his friends and they all come over and I mind him.
What about men and big occasions like weddings and christening? I noticed that every man at a wedding these days seems to have to wear a navy suit and brown shoes, which I can't bear. But I mean, it's obviously the done thing. Every time I see photographs of people's weddings, all the men, you know, the groom's party.
Yeah, they do.
Navy suits, brown shoes. Brogan, are you okay? Thank God. Thank God he's not wearing the brown shoes. I love brown shoes. I'm wearing them now.
They're very nice
brown shoes.
And purple socks and a pink shirt and a grey. What is happening there? There's a lot going on there,
That's called two things. One, bank holiday Tuesday. Two, natty dressing. Three, I don't know whether I'm hot or cold. Four,
you're
it was
hot,
dark.
Ryan. All the ladies in Ireland think you're hot, baby.
Oh, now they've just made everyone feel a bit nauseous.
But you're right about weddings, and they are doing this, but also they're not renting as much like they used to, because nowadays you can get suits tailored made for $395, $400. They're kind of buying them for good.
Yeah.
That they're buying a suit they'll wear to the occasion and then they'll wear again. My nephew's, my nephew James, when he got married, all of the boys wore navy suits. It's very slick. I mean, they all looked really cool.
Yeah.
And the photographs were sensational and they definitely looked the business.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it's a popular look.
It is a popular look, you know. And then even men going, you know, men have started to go a little bit more laid back looks when they're going to weddings and going to occasions. And before they used to overdo it in ties and suits, but men are just wearing nice shirts now and suits. And that's okay too. It's the girls I worry about. You know, it's the bridal part. It's all about the bride, and you are not going to rock in making this huge entrance showing too much cleavage. Yeah. Or, you know, it's all right later on if you're dancing, but dress appropriate for the church. Wear a little shawl, wear a little jacket, wear something.
Cover up that fake tan for just an hour.
Just for an hour. And put it on the night before so you've had the shower and it isn't stinking.
And don't sit beside me.
Somebody and I can smell tan. Yeah. It's horrendous. Mind you, there's so many good tans out there in the market now that don't smell, which is great.
Okay, well, we need to tell everyone about those at some point, because if you do happen to be going to a wedding, christening, or indeed funeral, and you're wearing all that fake tan and you know that I'm going to be there, please, three pews away, either side. Sorry for your troubles, but... Speaking of funerals, by the way, I mean, you sometimes see girls rocking up to funerals thinking it's a fashion shoot for Calvin Klein, and then you see sometimes people think that they're going to Woody's to buy a new plug. So people either get it very right or very wrong.
You know, I think it's such an emotional day for everybody involved who've lost their loved one or lost someone they care about, and you just have to be sympathetic and empathetic and wear something that just is going to stand out for the right reasons as opposed to the wrong. And I just like black at a funeral. I mean, if you want to inject a bit of colour, if the person had a colourful personality, put on a nice bright scarf. But I do think that you can't go in the summer in shorts, in a vest, and think it's okay. It is so not okay.
Yeah.
It just isn't. And you're there to mourn and to grieve. And I know, you know, most of the funerals we all tend to go to now, they're playing music and it's a celebration of life.
Yeah.
And I love that. But I have to say now, for my own funeral, I would rather they didn't go out after.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Because honestly, I couldn't bear the idea of them having a party without me.
So what
I'd
do you want
somber? I want
them
all to go home and be miserable.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, talk about how fabulous I was and be miserable, but don't celebrate and I'm missing it.
You don't want any of that crap.
Not at all. I want to be there. Yeah, and I'm not going to be.
Well, you
so
kind of will be there in a manner of speaking.
Well, I will be watching over and looking.
No, you'll be there. The old carcass will be there.
Oh, well, anyway, moving on in the bank holiday Tuesday.
Just looking at her going, do you know what? Very attractive corpse now, in fairness.
Thanks, Ryan.
That'd be a great programme, wouldn't it be? Like, Pip My Corpse. Are we on air?
You know what? That is a good point, though. No, I think that's a good point.
What's that now?
You know, I think people should choose that outfit and wear something
on the
lovely
corpse
instead of... This is all
are you talking about the corpse?
Can we just go back to Super Value?
No, we are.
Super Value just...
They don't want to be associated with this conversation. They've just said that this bit was sponsored by Tesco. No, it's a joke. Because of the misery. Here.
All right, on for...
We've just been asked to leave. What shop would you recommend for summer clothes for girls that are not wildly expensive but also not awful and cheap?
I love Zara. I love H&M. I think they're great for basics, for t-shirts. I'd wear a lot of Costs myself. You cannot beat Pennies for all of the sarongs and everything they have. There's so many stores out there. I mean, really there are. But you have to be sensible. I would encourage people, take what's in your wardrobe out first. Revisit that. Wash it again. Iron it. Get all of that ready before you start spending money. I know retailers will hate me, but start wearing what you have first and then invest in what you need. And if you're the kind of person who buys a scoop neck top, please don't buy one in every colour. Change up your groove a little. People get stuck in a look all of the time.
Okay, you're making a recommendation as well, Lisa, about foot spray. What's a foot spray?
Yeah, do you know, I use foot spray. My feet are tired and I'm in heels all the time. You can't rock around in 7-inch heels all of the time. So I use a little foot spray, and even peppermint on your feet. It's great just for the hot air, especially for women who are pregnant. I mean, when I was pregnant, I had preeclampsia and my ankles were huge. And I started back then spraying foot spray on your feet, and it's good for odour for people. I can't bear smelly feet. It is the worst thing in the whole entire world. And I know mostly boys have it, and it's just, I have a son and it's awful, and I just want to...
We should have a referendum about that.
You know, I just want to put those socks in the wash machine with lavender and just spin them around and get rid of that awful smell. And you know if you've smelly feet, so put talc in your shoes before you wear them if you know you're going to have feet that smell.
Or sheep dip or something.
Awful.
Yeah, no, you're quite... What colour shoes would you suggest wearing with a navy suit is a question, which is a good point.
Well, You suggested not brown. Brown does work, Ryan, with a
no,
navy
I know
suit.
That. Just,
they
I just,
do.
I'm
you know,
over
and
it.
For that's women, nude with the navy is great. Navy with navy is great for women. But for men, brown is good. You can also wear navy. There's some gorgeous desert boots, Chelsea boots. There's some great little moccasin style
Bernard,
shoes.
Bernard, what shoes are you wearing
He's
now,
wearing
Bernard
runners.
Brogan? Are they runners?
They look like pinsoles.
They look like desert boots to me, but they're
no,
kind of
pink
they're pink socks.
Now they're quite nice, those shoes, but the laces are horrendous. So you'd need navy laces there instead of
you don't
the
like
white.
The white lace.
No, the white isn't working, but the navy suede is lovely. The jeans are great, lovely body, nice shape. Loving the little check shirt. The face is outrageous. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so hot. Girls, do you agree with me?
Yes.
Is he hot?
Yeah,
I do.
Fiance.
Fiance's holding the baby.
Bernard, did you buy those shoes, runners, moccasins, or things, or were they bought for you by your other half?
I bought them for my work attire.
Bought them, yeah. Okay. Well, that's the first now. An Irishman bought his own shoes, so that's good. What about Kevin Dundon? Could you give us a top to bottom on Kevin, please? Kevin, over here, come now. Let's objectify you as well.
Kevin has a gorgeous smile, and I have to say, he's beating me at the door today.
No mention
he's
of the clothes.
Always,
oh, yeah.
Always so happy. He does
he is,
need
he's
a personal
lovely.
Stylist, but he absolutely is gorgeous. I mean, he's so hot. Baby, that was quite nice.
No, but now
he looks. You okay, know, he always looks happy.
That has not answered even one bit of the question, which was top to bottom. Now, go on, give us the appraisal.
Okay, come back here.
Sorry, there,
well,
Kyle.
Let's start with the top. The skin is lovely. The smile is great.
You've said that a few times.
You really know you're cute.
Next,
the top is awful. I mean, you wouldn't wear it if you're working on the
what
farm.
Is it?
These are quite nice. It's a navy little top that has a hood,
buttons.
Weather appropriate. It has a nice little marl t-shirt with buttons on it, showing off a bit of there. Baby, and then it's kind of lightweight, and then you move down to the trousers.
Chinos.
Very good figure. Yeah, they're chinos, and they kind of have a brushed cotton, which is lovely. He's got a nice fake bass.
If he did that to your ass, we'd have a tribunal.
I'd be delighted. Are you joking me?
We've got that on camera now as well.
I'm 42. I would be delighted if anyone wanted to smack my ass.
Bernard Brogan to reception, please. It's very giddy in this kitchen today.
Really, really good. They're just so slim and sexy and good body.
Okay, and the shoes?
Nice skin. The shoes don't work with that because they're too heavy.
Black leather
shoes. Be better off in nice, or even a nice little suede shoe would be lovely. Would be really, really nice. But they're just so heavy for this colour.
Okay, Kevin, well, at least...
And I came up from Wexford, so I was only bringing one.
No excuse.
Ah, here he goes. It's like a kid in school. You're like a schoolboy. Yeah. I came up tomorrow for the school and I didn't mean it. Oh, that's so fun. Anyway, well done, Kevin. The only thing you can wear properly is a smile. Now, with that in mind, Lisa, now that you've offended everyone in the kitchen here this morning, we appreciate that. Text says, Ryan, I work on funerals. Women wear mini skirts, shorts, skin tight, shiny leggings. In some funerals, guys show up in tracksuits. I kid you not. So that's pretty good going too. So people have different thoughts when it comes to these things, but I think you've shone a bit of light on the subject for it. Lisa, thank you very much. It's been very bawdy, slightly inappropriate, but a huge amount of fun to see you here this morning. Thanks for taking the trip in to join us. So be sure to have one of Kevin's baps on your way out the door.
I think I just had that.
So do I. Twice. 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. Somebody order Lisa Fitzpatrick a taxi immediately. She needs to get back to her husband for at least 15 minutes. We'll take some music and we'll be back after this.